Several community colleges in our state are in the process of developing four-year Bachelor of Applied Science degree programs. One proposed degree at Central Wyoming College, or CWC, would help students learn what it takes to be a good tribal leader. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports on what that could mean for the Wind River Reservation.
It's the last day of the semester at the Wind River Tribal College in Ithatie. Dr. Teresa Spoonhunter's federal Indian law class starts in 10 minutes, and she's in the kitchen cooking a big pot of chicken noodle soup.
To me, this is kind of my treat for them surviving this semester and making it to the end, and you never send your warriors hungry, so.
Spoonhunter is a professor of American Indian Studies at CWC, but she teaches many of her courses here at the Tribal College building. When she calls her students warriors, she means it. They come to class to learn about their power as Native people, their sovereignty, their treaty rights, things Spoonhunter says not enough tribal members are formally educated about.
But yet, it's the foundation of everything that we deal with. When we wake up, we're sick, we got to go to IHS. That's from our treaty right. You know, we got to go to school. My kids, why do we have to go to school? Because, you know, that's treaty right. We want to make sure that you're educated so that you can protect our home, our land, our children.
The rules around tribal governance, tribal resource management, things you need to know to be an effective tribal leader are complicated and specific. That's why Spoonhunter and others at CWC have been fighting hard to get a new degree program accredited, a four-year Bachelor of Applied Science in Tribal Leadership. Spoonhunter let me visit her federal Indian law class so I could see for myself why that new degree would matter so much. On this final day, Latana Snyder is giving a presentation on a Supreme Court decision regarding the Tihitan tribe of Tlingit people in Alaska.
The reason why I picked this was because this is kind of like across Indian country, like how they say that we're not recognized, like the land's not ours. We're free to live here as long as we want, but we just can't ever own the land. And so that's why I picked this one.
Like a lot of Spoonhunter students, Snyder is a tribal employee. She heads up the Human Resources Department for the Northern Arapaho tribe. But much of the material in the American Indian Studies courses she's taken has been brand new to her.
I felt like every tribal employee should have taken those classes because it gives you an insight on, you know, kind of the laws and what we can and cannot do.
She says the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes need more employees who are formally educated on tribal governance. But for a lot of folks on Wind River, that kind of education is out of reach. Take Rose Trosper, who works in the HR department with Snyder. After she finished her associate's degree at CWC, she says that felt like the end of the line for her.
Because I have a family, I have a home here, like everything's here, my job. It wouldn't be easy for me to just pick up and leave and, you know, go somewhere to go to school.
If all goes as planned, CWC's proposed BAS degree will allow students to get their bachelor's without leaving Fremont County, maybe without leaving the reservation. And that could help graduates advance their careers within tribal government. Trosper and Snyder are both part of a small cohort who are pursuing bachelor's degrees through a partnership between the Wind River Tribal College and the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and they're both close to graduating. Otherwise, they say the BAS in tribal leadership would have been right up their alley, and they hope other tribal members take advantage.
We're going to have that option, where our options have been limited for a really long time. This will be an option for us to take and get our education without leaving the reservation, without leaving our families and relocating to a different lifestyle.
The Federal Higher Learning Commission visited CWC's campus earlier this month to evaluate whether the college is ready to offer this degree program. CWC President Brad Tindall says they asked a lot of questions about the college's academic master plan, student affairs, how the degree fits in with community needs.
They wanted to know if we have enough parking lot space. We do. Do we have enough classroom space? We do. And so we demonstrated all these things. And so overall, I think we have a very high probability of approval. And hopefully I don't have to eat my words later, but I'm feeling pretty optimistic.
Dr. Spoonhunter and the rest of the American Indian Studies team were part of that evaluation process.
And there was a question that totally stumped us, and it was, what if you fail? And it was dead silence. Nobody even thought of failing, right?
Because they see firsthand how badly Wind River wants this option, how hungry their students are to get an education and become leaders in their tribes.
As Native people, we have suffered so much that even if we fail, we learn and we get up and we try again. And to me, one student getting a degree is enough for celebration.
And whether the Higher Learning Commission approves the degree or not, they're expected to make a call in the spring. Spoonhunter says she'll keep fighting to make sure tribal leaders have the tools they need to protect what's theirs. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.
Savannah Marr is a Report for America Corps member.